These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline news items from January 10, 1918. I'm Larry Drayfall. Following severe criticism of his work as the Kane County Fuel Administrator, B.S. Pearsall of Elgin has been replaced by James R. Bowie of St. Charles. Deputy State Fuel Administrator H.D. Howard made the appointment. Pearsall indicated he had sent a letter to the State Fuel Administrator, J.E. Williams, indicating he did not choose to resign, despite Williams' request. Pearsall said he was on the job and called a meeting of local coal dealers to consider curtailments of coal deliveries to stores, theaters, billiard rooms, clubs, and lodges, along with churches. Howard indicated he'd received Pearsall's letter of resignation and thus appointed Bowie. Pearsall indicated he sent a letter declining to resign. Howard responded that he must have misinterpreted the letter. A committee of 47 area farmers with W.E. Wing as chair has been appointed to secure pledges for the Patriots Fund. The committee has plans to campaign to reach every farmer in the Elgin Township at a meeting on upcoming Saturday. It's reported that the farmers did well in supporting the YMCA campaign during its last fundraising effort. Every farm family called upon gave without hesitation. It was also announced that 11 additional Elgin businesses had become a part of the 100% role for the Patriot Fund effort. Elgin woman Edna Gehagan used presence of mind and quick action to save Wilda Graves, also of Elgin, from serious injury. The incident occurred at the Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Paul rail yards, where Miss Graves was attempting to board a train that was moving. Reports indicate that Graves had and Gehagan were among the number of Elgin passengers on a train that stalled short of the depot in the freight yards. Another passing train moved to the depot, and several male passengers boarded that slowly moving train for a lift to the depot. When Miss Gehagan and Miss Graves made similar efforts, Graves slipped and nearly fell below the rail car. Miss Gehagan's quick reach and pull brought Graves into the car, saving her from serious injury. Skills at declamation were noted in the contest for 9th and 10th graders at Elgin High School. First place was awarded to Madeline Hazelhurst, second to Carl Ellert, third to Maggie Eggert, and the fourth to Bessie Heilberg. Those were the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers from 100 years ago. This report is offered courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, visit www.elginhistory.org.